This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, March 19th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Solville's here.
What's up? Hello.
What's up? And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
That is the foursome. Coming up in an hour, you don't want to miss the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry. They're coming off a nice win last night.
I mean, coach of the year. Like, who else would you give it to?
I don't know. Who's the Winnipeg Jets coach?
Don't know his name off the top of my head.
Don't they have a really good record?
They do. Not as good as the Caps. Or actually, they're tied, but the Caps, I think, have played one less game than the Jets.
I'm giving it to
them. If I had a vote, which I don't, I would vote for Coach Carbs. I am also very biased.
I think he's deserving. I'm just saying there are probably other coaches who've done really good jobs, too, that we know nothing about.
I have tunnel vision. Whoop. Would give it to my man, Carbs.
So we'll talk to Coach Carbs at 7 o'clock. Also, we're going to talk to Coach Chris Caputo. Mm-hmm. GW's head basketball coach about the NCAA tournament. He'll be our little insider. Tournament kicked off yesterday. You had a buzzer beater.
Hail Mary.
Hail Mary buzzer beater. And then you had a beatdown.
An annihilation.
Knock it down. Three guys back there for St. Francis. Knock the ball down.
Just couldn't.
Tough.
It's Bishop, tough. What happened to your head? I just noticed the big bandage there.
I had to go to the dermatologist yesterday.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. You need like a mole check?
Oh, yeah, they're checking it.
Oh, yeah.
It's called a biopsy.
Yeah, it's always, you're always a little bit fraught when you go in for the biopsy.
St. Francis,
you're worried about the results.
I know, it's going to be 2 weeks. I got 2 weeks to think about it.
Yeah.
St. Francis kind of controlled that game for most of it until about 3.5 minutes left when Bama State, that kid hit a three and took the lead. But, because Francis can shoot the ball. Alabama State couldn't shoot the ball last night. They were not. I think they were 9 for 29 from beyond. But man, that's just a crazy way to end it.
You know what the craziest thing about that game was? Is Alabama State didn't have a free throw until 4 minutes into the second half.
I know they just
can't get to the free throw line.
They couldn't get there.
It's not like the whistles were against them, but they just, whatever it is, they didn't get bumped down low or anything like that. They didn't get to one and ones. It was I'd never seen anything like that before.
It was kind of random.
I think you see it more and more from teams that shoot a lot of threes.
Yeah, I mean, they took a bunch of threes.
Mm-hmm. When you're not taking it inside and driving to the basket, you're not going to get fouled as often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
it's kind of the opposite of the game that I saw on Sunday, which was the A-10 championship game, which was a foul-palooza.
Was yeah, there, but still, yeah, was, you still you can get to a free throw line, even if you're taking threes. You can, I mean, you get into the lane and you get fouled, or you know, offensive rebound, the guy goes over your back. I mean, it was just a crazy stat.
Did you have the opinion that the A-10 championship? Because I didn't see it, but a friend was telling me that they thought the refs were douches. Like, did you think that they were bad calls?
Not really.
No. Okay. I'm just asking.
But I don't know. I was sitting in the Monumental Suite. I'm not, like, super up close to notice.
Bad calls against you overall?
Mason. Or against, like, Mason.
No.
No.
Yeah, okay. I didn't think so.
Yeah. Just asking.
I mean, I thought the technicals were valid.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think they did a good job. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a very chippy game, very physical game.
Mm-hmm.
So you had
Alabama State getting there last night. It was fun to watch. Their coach used to be an assistant at Memphis, I think under Penny. And then he's been there. I don't know how long he's been at Alabama State, but I think that's their first win ever.
Right. So you had the buzzer beater, and then you had just a complete annihilation where North Carolina at one point was up by 40 points.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a statement game by North Carolina, huh? After everybody gave them a hard time?
Yeah. I mean, you could lose in the first round and people, you shouldn't have been in.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Carolina's been, I mean, their struggles this year have been just getting out of the blocks early. And they struggled in the first half in a lot of these games. But last night they did not. They shot 62% in the first half. 7 threes, and they just destroyed San Diego State. Definitely a statement game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I missed the first game because it was like back-to-back activities for my kid. She had her first cello practice.
Oh, how'd that go?
I mean, not a lot of good notes.
I'm sure. There's a very few good notes.
Do you sit there? You're like in the room?
I sat there because I drive carpool 3 days a week, and yesterday I had 4 girls. And I dropped off 2, and then the other girl said she wanted to go to Isabella's cello practice, which was fine with me.
Right.
And then so I show up with Isabella, the cello, and her friend. And the lady said, yeah, you can just sit in the room. So we sat in the room. It was just a half hour lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But even just trying to get the bow on the right string
laborious.
Takes practice.
Yeah, I would imagine.
There's 4 strings. You know, if you want to get the third string, got to be up here. The second, you got to be here. Whatever.
I wouldn't know.
And I might not even mean saying which string is first.
If you multiple choice, how many strings are on a cello? I don't know that I would have guessed 4. I would have thought maybe 6. I have no idea.
But I think a violin's 4 as well, right?
Yeah.
Violin is 4.
Yeah.
Guitar is 6.
A viola, which is very close to a violin, also 4. I don't know the difference. I think the viola is a slightly smaller instrument. We're really getting into our instruments here.
No, I think the viola...
Is it bigger than a violin?
I think it's slightly 6? Bigger.
Is it? Okay. I don't know.
I almost want to make a comment about the number of strings, but I'm not.
You're not sure. And you were in the band.
I'm not sure.
I mean, never in the band. So she had that, and then I had my first official soccer practice. We had one last week, so...
Wow, they are slightly larger than violins. Good call. Thought they were smaller.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Well, at least you knew... There was a difference.
I know there's a difference.
Yes, I missed the first game. I just saw the buzzer beater on the highlights. And then I popped on the North Carolina game. And when I popped it on, I think it was 39-17.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow.
Yeah, it was a beatdown.
No, I think
they were hot the entire game.
They definitely have a chip on their shoulder. They definitely, you know, some people were hit, you know. Obviously, talking about it on social media. I think Ty Lawson was somebody that's talking about it.
I mean,
how they didn't deserve to be in the tournament.
They could get pummeled by Ole Miss next game. But
to me, it still feels, maybe this is just me, the first four still seems very gimmicky to me.
Absolutely.
And I don't treat it like the real tournament.
Well, they don't even call it the first round.
I don't treat it like the tournament.
Because the next round is still called the first round.
I disrespect the first four, even though Valdez wants you to pick them in the bracket before the Thursday game starts.
But it's definitely part of the tournament because you can definitely go on a run.
It's a satellite event to me. I'm sorry. It's just my I'm kind of with you on it.
A team can go on the run, EB, and maybe one of the teams that wins in the first four will win their next game, but it's unlikely they go on a deep run.
Yeah, but the tournament's not about, it's not just about the national title. It's about moments.
Of course.
You know, a team that's in the first four can have, like that kid from Alabama State and Alabama State, they're going to remember
that's a great
that
moment
game
for them.
Forever. It's,
yeah, they're going to go down in school history as the first team to win, I guess, a faux NCAA tournament game.
Well, just the end, it's just like, it's more for players kind of making it, becoming a household name. Mm-hmm. Like, think about Mason and their run and how it just revitalized the campus. Like, it's just, Lehigh beating Duke, Oakland beating Kentucky last year.
I think it's part of the tournament at 100%. I know from experience when Marist got in, they won their tournament, so they had an automatic bid, but they had to play, you know, a play-in game. Mm-hmm. And believe me, they played Delaware. It felt like the NCAA tournament. I mean, it was. They got patches. They got, you know, they had automatic bids, but they had to play in the play-in game. So I have a little bit of sympathy for
and those games, the first four, even though they're on True TV, and mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't even find it, but it's an island game. You're the only game in the tournament going on right then. So everyone's watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then tonight, our boy Dwayne Simpkins, again, the first game. They're playing the Mount, 6:40 tip. If you're playing golf or doing something, make sure you get home.
That's a perfect start time. Yeah. Because that game will be over by like 8:15, 8:30.
Like UMBC didn't make a run in the tournament, but they'll always remember beating UVA.
100%.
Barely Dickinson will always, that school will always remember the upset over Purdue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the UMBC game wasn't in the first four.
No.
No, but
George
happened.
Mason
no,
wasn't in the first four. I know, but a lot of the times he's mentioned a bunch of these things to counter cakes. And what I'm saying is almost everyone he's mentioned has been in the regular tournament, not in the first four.
VCU, who was in the first four, went to the final four.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee was in the first four. I think they made it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I'm Team Valdez on this one.
I love it. I don't want them to expand. A 68's fine, but I like the fact that these games start Tuesday instead of Thursday. So you can start watching them earlier in the week.
Should mention it is a game show Wednesday today. We have a bunch of prizes. We're going to do it early in the show, so stay tuned. 6:45, we'll do game show Wednesday. We have tickets to Nats opening day, which is cool. Tickets to go see Live and Collect a Soul, plus $100 gift cards from Metropolitan Hospitality Group, and it's a Wizards Wednesday, so it is
a lot.
A bonanza of prizes. Stay tuned for that. Of course, you can always call us at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners for locations or to place your order. Go to LidoPizza.com, text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio, where the Junkies keep it.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here. All right, Bish Bucks wants to play Who Am I coming up at 6:45. Your chance to win some prizes. We've got the $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group, Wizards Wednesday. So that means Wiz tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets to go see Live and Collective Soul at Jiffy Lube Live. So we've got that coming up at 6:45. Let's open up the Junkie Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
It's going to be 75 degrees today.
Very good. Love that.
Is tomorrow the official start of spring?
21st,
I think,
right?
So.
Yeah.
20th
yeah.
or 21st?
21st, I generally, yeah. I think.
Okay, so it'll be
Friday.
Be Friday, yeah.
Hmm.
But 70, it was beautiful yesterday, too. 75 today. Man, I slept on my neck wrong. Oh, my gosh.
Tell you have a crick or something going on there.
It's killing me. I got a crick. All right. All right. The Caps get a 4-1 win over Detroit at home.
How about Willie?
Willie hits 30 goals for the first time in his career.
How about, dude, I think Stromer.
Stromer led off the scoring.
He did.
Yes.
He's having an unbelievable year.
And he missed practice, I believe, between the last two games because he was sickly. So I guess he recuperated, comes back, and leads off the scoring for the Caps. I mean,
he's got 67 points.
He's notched new career highs, I believe, in the last three seasons.
Yeah.
All he's doing is upticking since the Caps acquired him off the free agent market. He's just floating around.
The other acquisition, which has been great, has been the goalie, who notched his 30th win.
I mean, Logan Thompson has been a stud.
So Dubois scored last night.
Another stud that they acquired via trade.
He's got 60 points,
yep.
18 goals, 42 dimes.
Fourth time in his career he's hit the 60-point plateau.
Is he tall? He's pretty tall. He's
pretty
he?
Big. Yeah. I think he goes about 6'4", about 220-ish, 225 yeah, maybe. He's a big boy.
McMichael also
Mikey.
Scored.
Yep.
He's got 24 goals and 28. I mean, they have so many weapons.
They have offense from everywhere.
I mean, they got five or six guys that can kill you.
Yeah.
And their prospects are really good if you look at their future.
Guys in the pipeline.
Yeah, I saw a graphic yesterday, and it pointed out, you know, Ryan Leonard, Protoss's brother.
Ilya.
He's a stud.
The younger Protoss is putting up big numbers.
The guy with the million letters in his name.
Don't forget Andrew Crystal or Crystal.
You know the guy I'm talking about, Miroshenko or whatever.
Miroshnichenko.
Yes.
Who had a little bit of time up here last year.
Forgot a couple syllables.
Yeah. Just Miro. Miro's fine.
Yeah, Miro's good.
That's all good.
So 98 points.
Yes.
45, 15, and 8.
What was the over-under at the beginning of the season?
Exactly.
Probably like 75?
No, it was in the
80s. Probably the 80s. They soared over that.
I think it was 80. I'm going to say 86 and a half, maybe 87, somewhere in there.
Pretty freaking incredible.
A lot of experts thought this team would either miss the playoffs or maybe contend for a wild card spot. And they've just way over exceeded expectations.
Kind of like the Commanders.
Yeah.
Skins kind of the same thing.
Yeah. No,
they were able to finish it off.
Yep.
The Caps will have an opportunity, though.
Let's hope for a deep run in the playoffs. That'd be nice. It'd make for a nice spring.
They're going to be a one seed.
If
no
it
doubt.
Ended right now, who would their first round opponent be?
Oh,
have
now
you
I get play, to.
If, you played
if
that
the
game
NHL
yet?
Playoffs started today,
I think it would be the Canadiens. Hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4.
And I'm assuming we have a good regular season record against the Canadiens.
I don't know that, but I would assume just. Based
I would assume
on
against
the,
everybody we do.
I would think so.
I think Montreal. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
All right.
It's either Montreal or maybe
who's
the
Rangers. Who's their stud, Cakes? Who, like, when you think of the Montreal Canadiens, any
couldn't name one right now, okay. To be honest.
All right. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Yeah. I'm just curious.
Their best player
Nick
is...
Nick Suzuki.
Yep. Ichiro's younger brother.
Still genetics in that family.
Yeah. So,
versatile.
Really good game for them. 98 points. They're going to be the one seed. I think there's about 14 games left. Ovi did not score, obviously, so mm-hmm. I don't know where that puts him in terms of the projection. But Cakes will be going up to see the Islander game.
That's correct. April 6th.
April 6th.
Yep.
You know, if you
I don't think Ovi's going to break it. Like, I think he needs to really ramp it up for him to break it on that date.
Yeah.
Because
he's
fallen off the pace a little bit. Because
but
he
only needs like 1-2-goal game or something, and
true.
Boom, you're right back on
if
it.
If he has a 2-goal or a 3-goal output or outburst in one game, then he's right back on track.
You know, Vin said he and his son, one of his sons may be going to that game.
Ah, very good.
If you want to meet up. He's happy to meet up with you.
With Vinny?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. I'm
going
to be with two of my kids in tow.
He likes to be involved.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the Caps have beaten the Canadiens 2 out of 3 this year. This season. But a couple of contests were October and December.
Right.
Last time they faced each other, it looks like, was in January 10th. And Montreal won that one 3-2 in overtime.
So Washington's next game will be tomorrow night here against Philadelphia.
Correct.
In Philadelphia, they blow.
Yeah, I was scanning the wild card.
They're last
the wild
in the
card
Metro.
Riffraff, and I didn't really see them in the mix.
No, they have 64 points.
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah, I mean, so they're basically 30 points back.
Better luck next year, Philly.
How are the Devils? How's
Devils?
Josh Harris' Devils,
Devils
team?
They're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, they're, I believe.
I'm pretty sure they're going to the playoffs.
I think they're the third team in the Metro right now. I'll have to double check the standings, but I think that's correct.
Let's see. Yeah, they got 80 points.
Yeah, they have 80.
So his worst team is the Sixers.
His worst team is the Sixers, correct.
And they were supposed to be good.
Yeah.
It's been a horrible year for them with all the injuries. All right. We opened the show talking about the first four last night in Dayton. First game. The Alabama State.
Hornets.
Are they the Hornets?
They're the Hornets.
They're the Hornets.
Yeah.
They get a Hail Mary, Daniels to Noah.
I'd be hard-pressed to tell you what city that university is located in Alabama. I just don't know. I didn't even know Alabama State was a school.
I'm guessing it's not Tuscaloosa.
Probably not.
Don't think it's Mobile.
I'm going to guess Birmingham.
Maybe Birmingham?
I'm just going to guess that.
Yeah,
and
look
now
that
I'm going to figure it out.
Look that up. But they beat St. Francis on a Hail Mary. St. Francis kind of controlled the game for the most part until about 4 minutes left, and Alabama State took the lead on a 3. Game was tied with about 3.2 seconds left. Alabama State had possession. They throw the inbounds pass from underneath St. Francis' basket, and there was 3 St. Francis players back there that just couldn't get their hands on the ball. Ball knocked around a little bit, layup, game over, 70-68. So
classic March Madness.
Alabama State in
classic.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery. Yeah. And Alabama State's coach, Tony Madlock, I think his son plays for them, but he was an assistant. He played for Memphis, and he was an assistant under Penny Hardaway at Memphis for a few years, and then got the South Carolina State job and then the Alabama State job. So nice job for them, and they get into the official first round of the NCAA tournament.
Hey, good. You know what? Good work by him. He inherited a program and went 8-23 the first year, then 13 wins, then 20.
Mm-hmm.
Good time to get out. Good time to get a promotion.
Good for him. That's a good job right there.
Excellent. So they'll take on Auburn on tomorrow night, the 2:50 game. So nice job there. And then the second game started around 9:30-ish. You know, North Carolina was controversial since they got in over teams like West Virginia. But they destroyed San Diego State. They shot 62% in the first half, hit 7 threes in the first half. I believe they hit 14 threes for the game, and they win 95-68. So if you had San Diego State plus the 4.5, not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close.
Hey, it's Brett. It's good for business when North Carolina wins.
I bet.
Check again.
Yep. Sell some more crushed vodka.
Always great for business.
Yeah.
So you've got two more games in the first four. Tonight, we're pulling for our boy Simp. American U is playing the Mount. Also in Dayton, that game starts at 6:40 on True TV. And then the second game will be Texas and Xavier, probably about a half hour after the first game ends. So make sure you're home watching American U. Hopefully beat them out. And then if they beat them out, they will take on Duke.
Are we Cooper simping Flag. For Simpkins? Can we print up those t-shirts?
Some went around, and then maybe.
Somebody call the fan shop.
I'm not sure if I want to wear that, but maybe.
Probably don't.
Maybe I do.
It's a good guy. Adam Pohl's not rooting for American.
Adam Pohl's definitely not rooting for AU.
What's Adam's
deal? He does the play-by-play for the Mount.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so he will definitely not be rooting for the AU Eagles.
Right. I'm always stunned. I always felt like the Mount was further than it is. It's really close.
It's not that far. Emmitsburg is not that far away.
I mean, it's literally an hour from my house.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just always felt like it was in the middle of nowhere.
It's a beautiful,
like,
small campus.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, oh, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's just not that far away.
Yeah, but I just thought it was far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what's shocking about it, I think? I think you'll be shocked at how few students actually go there.
Oh. Because
it is a pretty campus.
2,000 maybe?
But it's in that range.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a small
campus. Very small.
Very
small. So it's like a high school.
Yes.
I mean, for some, yeah. For some.
High school had 2,500.
Yeah, much nicer facilities.
A ton of students.
I mean, it trounces your high school's facilities.
100%. Our high school looks like a prison from the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
it's not aesthetically pleasing.
And their coach, Donnie Lynn's, in his first year, and he gets them to the tournament.
He might be getting a look. He might be going bye-bye.
That's a good story.
You get to a school like that, honestly, unless you're like, who was the guy, Jim Phelan, who was there for 40 years?
Jim Phelan, yeah.
You know, you get that tournament run.
Jim Phelan was there forever. Mm-hmm.
He definitely wore a bow tie all the time. That's what I remember about him. Yeah.
So yesterday, the coach from West Virginia is bouncing to Indiana, so he got bitter he didn't make the tournament because thought West Virginia should get in, right? And he bounces to Indiana.
After 1 year, he's gone.
That's what you do.
He was
beat the Ziggy.
And Darian DeVries.
Well, also, when somebody offers you a big bag of money to leave, that helps, too.
Of course.
And Indiana doesn't give you much time, man. If Mike Woodson was there for 4 years and didn't make the tournament for the last two, he was gone.
Uh-huh.
But DeVries goes, he was an assistant, a longtime assistant under McDermott at what school am I thinking of?
Creighton.
He was there for a long time.
Mm.
And then, of course, he got the Drake job, and he got to the tournament three or four times, goes to West Virginia for 1 year.
It can happen quickly.
It can happen real quick.
You go on a run.
Now he's going to the Big Ten.
Right.
To go coach Indiana. So, yep, he was there for 1 year, 19-13, and now he's going to coach the Hoosiers, see how he does. We're pulling for him. Apparently a really good dude. Really good guy. But anyway, so we got the tournament again tonight with two more games, pulling for AU, and I'm going to do the emotional hedge play and bet on Mount St. Mary's.
Okay.
Because I really want Simp to win that game.
But you want to be happy either way.
But I want to be happy, 100%.
I don't know how much money
I'll put.
Happy.
I don't know how much money I'll put on it. Probably not a lot.
And the winner of that game draws Duke in the first round.
They play Duke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we assume Cooper Flagg's going to go.
He's not the only one. When you look, they have like three guys in the top 10.
I would sit Cooper Flagg for the first game if I were the Duke coach against a 16 seed. I'll just give him a few extra days.
Just kind of depends on how he feels.
Yeah. Or you say go as far as play. I thought you meant, you know, leave at the end of the year, which most people assume. I didn't realize they had three guys potentially going in the top 10 in the
draft. I saw
draft.
Seth Davis say he's more likely to play for Duke basketball next season than Cooper Flagg. Yeah, so even though there's been a little bit of a narrative, the Cooper Flagg would come back, he's probably going to leave campus right after the tournament.
Yeah.
Hopefully, and buys himself a fancy condo in D.C., playing for the Wizards.
Hey, you know who used to play in D.C. who just landed a new job? Did you see?
Yes.
Patrick Corbin.
He has a new gig?
Patrick Corbin signed a $1 million deal.
With?
The Texas Rangers. Mm. Almost said the Texans, like he's going about to play football. Yeah.
Well, Texas he got a Rangers. Million guaranteed, but he has other incentives where he can make a few more million. Obviously, far cry from what he made here when he was here in D.C. But he can be an innings gobbler for them. You know, hadn't had tremendous success. It was kind of a wild run that he had, especially the last few years here.
It's so weird. It's just like he lost it.
He's probably so happy to be out of here because he was just getting attacked after winning the World
Series. They say he never complained. Great dude.
I know he was happy about his salary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every fifth day. I'll never forget, though. I remember we had Zim in studio, and he said, you know, essentially that, you know, he kind of put it all on the line that year when they won the World Series, and maybe it just... He just never was the same after that.
This goes by so quick because I
used him up so much.
I remember us being in West Palm and interviewing Patrick Corbin, like when he was new to the team.
Right.
And now he's already done his stint and on to
good
the
dude.
Next.
Good dude.
Everybody says
very
he's a good
quiet.
Dude.
Yeah. Very quiet.
Yeah. His last four seasons, he had 63 losses. Last year, 6-13 with a 5.6 ERA.
Yeah.
I felt like a lot. He definitely had moments though. They were like,
yeah, he got a little better at the end of the season.
Yeah.
But it's crazy that he's going to enter his 13th year. I mean, what a great career.
Mm-hmm.
He's only been an all-star a couple times, but, I mean, to sign a $140 million contract.
Win a
World Series. Pitch 13 years.
Pitching a couple all-star games.
Maybe a couple more. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Texas Rangers signed him to a one-year deal. They placed John Gray on a 60-day injured list.
I bet against him pitching in a couple more, but that's maybe.
Well, you never know. See how he does. Can sign another one-year deal next year, maybe. But, yeah, Patrick Corbin. And, of course, opening day for the Nats is
Thursday.
Next Thursday, the 27th.
The number I heard yesterday, I don't know if this is accurate, but I heard this as I was driving around, was 72. Is that the over-under on the Nats?
I think I saw that, yeah.
I'm just going to get Savannah's official prediction, and I'm just going to just go with whatever she predicts because –
I've been all over it lately.
I followed it the last 2 years, and I've cashed in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So good for her. By the way, we'll be giving away Nats opening day tickets at 8 a.m.
morning. When can we start the Nats advent calendar thingy?
I don't know. I opened mine, and then I just gave it to Drab.
Do the days.
I mean, I think you would be able to do it starting tomorrow. Because there's seven slots, 7
days
away.
By the way, would you start on 7 or 1?
Start on 7.
The instructions say to start on 1.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Pretty sure.
That's bizarre.
Check your box.
I'll check the box, but countdowns usually go from the higher number down to the lower number.
I looked at it quick.
I've never seen a count up that I can recall.
Well, maybe they're not looking at it that way. They're just looking at it the first day of 7.
I don't know.
Okay. I'll have to double check
Depends
that.
On your perspective.
I'll have to check
also,
my box.
Also, wouldn't think it would be remarkable if JP misread it. It wouldn't be a remarkable thing.
I would not be surprised if that were the case.
Yeah.
Very possible. Give me their most likely starting rotation, Lurch.
Well, Gore is definitely starting opening day.
Gore's starting opening day.
Yep.
He can be dynamite when he's on.
Jake Irvin.
Also, you know, solid.
Trevor Williams. Pitched a lot of innings last year.
I would think Trevor Williams, who pitched, I believe he pitched yesterday in spring training.
Uh-huh.
Mitchell Parker?
Yeah, Mr. Parker.
Yep. JoJo's still recovering from the injury.
Still recovering.
And then they signed the kid Soraka from...
what happened to the kid from like 2 years ago that blew his arm out?
Cade Cavalli? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Where is he?
I mean, he's got to be in their system at some point.
Yeah,
anything this spring? He's still not ready?
I don't think he's projected.
It's been like 2 years now.
It's been a while. And they also have Jackson Rutledge, who also pitched last night or yesterday. But I don't think he's projected to be in the
starting rotation.
So I think there's projected starting rotations. Gore, Irvin, Williams, Parker, and then Soraka.
So is it safe to say Cavalli's had a setback? I mean, I remember we talked about that like a year or so ago.
Yeah, you'd have to look up what he's done.
I mean, he underwent Tommy John surgery a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And that was after he had ended his
2023 season.
He had made some big league starts or whatever, so appearances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That box is a little tilting. It's called countdown to opening day.
Okay.
Countdown.
Yes.
That you do start at 1 and open up toward 7.
Yeah, I mean, that's
bizarre.
It runs counter to every countdown I've ever seen.
It's a count up to opening day.
It is a count up, which is bizarre.
But we could officially start opening it if we do it by the letter of the law tomorrow. That's 7 days.
Not going to lie, I did a sneak peek at some of the items.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
underwhelming.
They're just little chassis to get you,
things to remind you.
Ready for opening day.
I mean, some of them are cool. It's not going to be $100 bills.
Some are cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
remember we had that, the 106.7 The Fan, like little, only did the 106.7 The Fan signal and like only when you're in the stadium.
Yeah. Some of our listeners thought that was cool.
For baseball seam heads, they love that sort of thing.
I'm not diminishing it.
You see them in the stadium with their little headphones listening to the games.
I know, they wear it.
Scoring the games like they're back in the 1940s doing that bit.
All right, coming up next, it is a game show Wednesday. We need contestants. Call us now at 800-636-1067. We're going to play Who Am I? Not the round robin version, so EB, don't worry, you need to prepare. We're just going to give you clues. If you can figure out who we're talking about before your opponent, you'll win the prize. So call in now at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Coach Spencer Carberry, Washington Capitals, joins us at 7 o'clock. They're coming off yet another win as they're getting ready for the playoffs. Best record in all of the National Hockey League. We'll talk to Coach at 7, but right now it's a Game Show Wednesday, Bish Bucks.
That's right, and it's sponsored. It's time to raise your standards. Open Road Distilling Company is now at Virginia ABC stores, exclusively in Northern Virginia. I think they're in about 55 ABC stores, whether it's the bold spice of Eagle Eye Rye, the smooth depth of Independence Bourbon, or the rich, ready-to-pour maple old-fashioned. This is whiskey done right. For the full experience, visit them in Reston Town Center, Open Road Distilling Company.
That sounds delicious, all of that. By the way, I believe I was correct. The first day of spring is tomorrow, Cakes.
It's not the 20th.
21st. Okay,
20th. It's the 20th, and right. It goes through June 20th.
Got it.
So summer doesn't start until, I guess, 21st.
Maybe that would be good math if spring ends on the 20th.
But it always feels like summer's like a month earlier than that. Kind of.
Yeah, because like in May, it can be butt hot.
Yeah.
It's going to feel great today.
All right, we're going to play Who Am I? We're going to pit contestants against each other. We will give you a series of clues. If you know the answer, say your name. You get your guess in. If you're right, you win the prize. If you're wrong, we're going to hand the prize to your opponent. So high stakes for a guess. Is that fair?
Sure.
That works. So how many? Just two at a time?
Yeah, we'll do two at a time.
All right, let's go to George. Hey, George, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, Junkies?
Hey, buddy.
Hello, George.
And let's go to Larry in D.C. Hey, Larry.
Hey, good morning, Junks.
Good morning,
Larry.
Buddy.
George and Larry, all right?
Are those names popular now?
No.
Does anybody name their kid George or Larry?
No, they're old school.
Yeah, they're definitely old school.
Larry's popular.
I mean, it's like naming your kid Ebenezer.
I don't think it's that bad. Hey, Larry's defending himself. He says Larry's popular.
Larry, you know a Larry from like the last couple of years? Like a kid?
There's four Larrys in my family. My father, me, my son, and my grandson.
That's all right. Well, that's your family. Yeah.
Family tradition.
I have five. I'm the fourth.
Oh, wow.
Well, at one point in life, didn't Jason call himself Larry?
I did.
Yes.
When I was in elementary school, I liked the name Larry so much, I would sign my papers
there
Larry Bishop.
Baseball player that you like.
I was like 7 or 8 years old. I mean,
I have an uncle Larry.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people call me Lawrence, but that's not my name.
Really?
Oh, you were not born Lawrence?
No.
Oh, wow.
So on your birth certificate, it says Larry.
Yes, sir.
Where were you born?
Washington, D.C.
There you go.
He's a lifer.
Yeah.
All right, Larry and George, I'll give you a series of clues. If you know the answer, say your name, and you'll get your guess in. Okay, guys?
Okay.
Who am I? I am 56 years old. I have a very distinctive voice. The rapper Nas is my cousin. I am a comedian. My on-screen debut was playing Hustle Man on the TV show Martin. I was a member.
George.
Go ahead, George.
Tracy Lawrence.
Who?
I just want to hear him say it again.
Say it again.
Tracy Lawrence.
Tracy. Who is Tracy Lawrence?
I'm not sure.
George, it is not Tracy Lawrence. Just by saying nothing, Larry, you have won.
Oh, geez.
That's a dull.
It's an easy win.
It's Tracy Morgan.
Okay. Tracy Morgan, that's what I meant.
You were thinking of, I'm sorry. You were thinking of Larry's
name.
I
can't give it to you.
Yeah, Valdez was so upset for you. He really was.
Yeah, he was mad. Big mad.
You know, Tracy Morgan, he just threw up all over the
neck. He did. Yeah, he did. Sorry, George.
He threw up all over your guests. Yeah.
Larry, stay on the line. Congratulations. You're going to get tickets. Actually, we're going to hook you up with the $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. MHG restaurants include Circa, Trio, Salt, El Baby, and more. For more information, go to thefandc.com/contest.
Congrats.
Congrats, Larry.
$100 gift card. Enjoy it, Larry.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, do we have more, or that's it?
Yeah, we've got two more prizes.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go to Tobias. Tobias, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Hey,
what's up, Tobias?
What's going on, what's up?
Do people call you Tobias or Toby?
No, actually, they call me T.
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 Okay.
All right. All right.
Yeah, I've just been called T.
All right.
Yeah, all right. I like that.
All right,
like
that. T. All right, who else we got?
All right, let's go to Jay in Leesburg. Hey, Jay.
Big on name origins today.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Jay? T versus Jay.
Yeah. Jay, are you originally like James, or does it say Jay on your birth certificate?
My last name is Johnson, so they call it TJ. So, hey, let's go.
Okay, all right.
All right, Jay and Tobias. All right. Jason's going to give you some clues.
All right, here we go,
you know
boys.
The answer, say your name. If you miss, you're out. Your opponent wins.
All right, Jay and T. T and Jay. First clue is I am a college basketball coach. I am 50 years old. I am in my second year as a head coach. I am coaching a team that is playing tonight in the first four.
Jay,
what do you got?
Simpkins.
Winner.
Good job, Jay.
Jay, congratulations. You're going to get the tickets to Live and Collective Soul. That's Sunday, August 3rd, Jiffy Lube Live with Our Lady Peace and Graylin. Tickets are on sale Friday at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Jay, enjoy the concert.
Yes, have fun.
All right.
Listen to all those hits from back in the day.
Plus, it's a Wizards Wednesday. We still have Wizards tickets. Let's punch up two more contestants as we play Who Am I?
Messing with it together. All right, let's go to James in Manassas. Hey, James.
Good morning, Junks.
Hello, James. Good morning.
And James, I know it says James on your birth certificate, right? 100%.
It does.
Yeah. A lot of birth certificate curiosity.
And no one calls you Jimmy? Is this James?
Yeah.
Actually, I go by all three. James, Jimmy, and Jim.
Very confusing. So.
All right.
Yes, it is.
He's flexible.
All right, let's go to Steve in Warrenton. Hey,
it's also
Steve.
Weird.
Morning.
Hello.
Does your birth certificate say Steve or Steven?
Steven.
Steven, how do you spell it?
I was going to say, how do you spell it?
With the V.
Yeah, it's Nubs.
Steven is my name.
All right.
Well, Bickle's son does not go by Steve. He only goes by...
Well,
right?
Stevie or Steven.
Stevie or Steven, but not Steve.
Don't like Steve.
Yeah. You don't like the name Steve.
Does he like Stevia?
I spelled it Stephen.
Stephen.
Yeah. So
Stephen.
So Steve doesn't really work.
Doesn't really work in my mind.
Are you a Stephen guy?
I mean, I think if I see it spelled that way, I tend to think it's Stephen instead of Steven.
No.
But Stevie Francis is, he loves Stevie Francis.
Correct.
So that's why he calls him Stevie.
But he was spelled Stevie.
Correct. I'm just talking about the name Steve.
Yeah.
A lot of name bits going
spelling
on.
Spelling junkies. All right. Steven and James, who am I? Say your name. You get your guess in.
By the way, I can't believe
if you miss,
Dwayne Simpkins is 50.
50.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's over.
If you miss, your opponent wins the prize. All right. James and Steven, who am I? I am super rich.
All right. Cakes.
I am 52 years old.
Nope, not me.
I have dated a famous Hollywood actor.
Definitely not Cakes.
I was married to a very famous musician. My resume includes the movies Seven, Shallow Hal, and Iron Man.
Got it. Come on, guys. What are you doing over there?
I have a lot of sex scenes coming up with Timothy Chalamet in an upcoming movie.
Didn't know that.
I am the founder and CEO of Goop.
I don't think it's going to help these guys.
Wow. My first name is Gwyneth.
Gwyneth?
Still. What? Still crickets.
Come on.
You never
heard of the famous Gwyneth?
I know one.
Is that on her birth certificate?
That's on her birth certificate.
I dated Brad Pitt.
No,
Steve as a guest. Hold on.
Go ahead, Steve.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. There you go.
When we said Gwyneth, that wasn't enough, buddy.
Dead giveaway.
You okay, my friend?
Hey, congratulations.
Hey, it's early in the morning.
He Googled it. Yeah. You still hadn't heard of Gwyneth Paltrow.
You've won a pair of tickets to check out the Wizards. Join the Wizards for Cherry Blossom Night in partnership with the National Cherry Blossom Festival. When they take on the Brooklyn Nets on Saturday, March 29th, you can check out the Wizards' special edition Cherry Blossom merchandise before you catch the game. For tickets, more info, visit thefandc.com.
When I was in Florida, they asked me, have the cherry blossoms bloomed yet?
What was your answer?
I said, you're asking the wrong guy.
He had no idea.
I said, if I had to bet, this is how good or bad my instincts are, I said, no.
You're correct.
You're right.
All right, good.
It's coming.
75 degrees today, you might see a couple.
Yeah, really? Okay.
You might.
Hey, we're going to give away Nationals tickets coming up at 8 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. But next, it's the Capitals coach, Spencer Carberry, here on the Junkies.